This morning's reading continues from the prophecy to the races of man, chapter 64, the new freedom. Therefore, put away the writings of scripture in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Honor the prophets of old. Love the religions of times past. But do not confine the living God and the manifesting light of the living Son within the pages of a book. God's word speaks to humankind today in the light of the Messianic Son. God cannot speak to man from the dusty pages of Scripture, which were for an ancient time and the church of the old Advent. People of religion read the old books, interpret them privately, and declare they are speaking for God in their harsh judgments of humankind. So judge the prophets, so judge the ministers. But I say unto you that unless a Christian free himself or herself from the writings of Scripture, which reflect the thoughts and workings of times past, he or she will in no way live in God's grace, come in the light of the Son. God inspires the building of a new church filled with his light and the word within that light. God's word cannot be confined to paper. God's word lives and speaks to man through his Spirit. God has caused the seven seals of the book of life to be opened. He has caused a new gospel of light to be given to the righteous men and women of a new church of light. This church comes with authority from God and is filled with the power of the word and the Holy Spirit. The angels of light, the prophets of God, the holy men and women of God, the saints and members of God's body, which is the invisible church, all bless this new community. This church is of the new Advent, freed from the restrictions of the church of the old Advent. God has freed man. Therefore, let all members of the new community know this new religion is part of the new creation, and it shall not be fettered by the old. God has shed his light into the world so all men and women may be redeemed from the earth and partake of their divine nature in goodness, righteousness, and justice. God would have all men and women understand that they are divine, immortal, and part of an eternal creation in which there is no death at all. He has caused this new community to be established in order for man to learn how to attain his godhood and how to participate in his immortality, which is accomplished within light. And by the establishment of this new church, man shall be empowered to use God's Son in goodness, righteousness, and justice for the establishment of a new world order in which God shall be known to all living things as was intended from the beginning.